gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for being here. I appreciate it very much. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by William Jeans, one of my favorite guests of all time. Maybe he is going to be talking about a gamut of things. We're going to be talking about how the automotive media has evolved over the last few years. We'll also get his take on some of the recent stories making headlines in the world of automobiles. We'll also throw out a trivia question or two, but we're going to begin the hour with a look at the world of motorsports. Let's find out what's been happening this weekend with our news editor, Jeff Bressler. Jeff, what's been going on?
Hey, Bob, fairly busy weekend. Tony Stewart used a fast final pit stop to grab a much-needed victory just about less than an hour ago at the mile-and-a-half Kansas Speedway. It was Stewart's first victory in eight races and put him back into title contention after a tough start to the chase for the Sprint Cup Championship. Stewart's fourth win of the season helped him gain one spot in the standings to fourth and cut his deficit in the standings to just 67 points. Point leader Mark Martin finished seventh to retain the top spot. Jeff Gordon was second in this race, followed by Greg Biffle, Juan Pablo Montoya, and Denny Hamlin. David Ruderman was eighth, but championship contenders Jimmy Johnson, Carl Edwards, and Kurt Busch took the next three positions as chase drivers grabbed 10 of the 11 spots. So going into next week in Fontana, California, very close this season in the chase for the championship. Mark Martin, the point leader, followed by Jimmy Johnson, Juan Montoya, Tony Stewart, Kurt Busch, Denny Hamlin, Jeff Gordon, Greg Biffle, Ryan Newman, Carl Edwards, Casey Kane, and Brian Vickers. Apparently, Joey Logano is none worse for the wear. 6 days after tumbling down the banking in a spectacular Sprint Cup wreck at Dover last week, Joey Logano found his way to a far more friendly environment, that being Victory Lane at the Kansas Speedway yesterday. 19-year-old Logano surged past Joe Gibbs Racing teammate Kyle Busch to the outside as their Toyotas raced to the finish line. Logano pulled away to win the race by a little more than a half a second. And Sebastian Vettel kept his and Red Bull's F1 title hopes alive by winning the Japanese Grand Prix from the pole earlier today in Japan. This has been Jeff Bressler for the Speed Racing Radio Auto World Motorsport Update.
What's new in the realm of all things Texaco? I know you're working with those folks on some side projects.
Oh, yeah, busy working with Texaco. What I'm doing now is on my website, www.roadswing.us, posting a lot about the rich history of Texaco. And, gee, Bob, I'm learning so much about the American oil industry dating back to the early 1900s, not just Texaco, but how the oil industry evolved. Very interesting to start learning about some of the brands we knew about when we were kids and how they thrived and eventually lost popularity, City Service and Sinclair and Flying A, and it's just bringing back a lot of memories.
Oh, I remember that Sinclair. They used to give out these little dinosaurs. I remember that as a kid, yeah. Do you have any of those Texaco jingles up on your website?
Oh, yeah, we have three or four versions of the Texaco jingle and the old Texaco Star Theater. Texaco guys with Milton Berle from 1951 with Regis Philbin is one of the Texaco guys from
You're
back then.
You're kidding. Wow.
No. If you go on the website, roadswing.us, and look back at the old Milton Berle Texaco thing, you see Regis Philbin on the left.
Wow, he's come a long way. Excellent. Thanks so much, Jeff. I'll talk with you next week.
All right, Bob.
We move from, boy, I can't believe that. Regis Philbin is one of the Texaco guys there back in the 1950s. We move from that to one of my favorite guests. He is an esteemed automotive journalist. He's the former editor-in-chief at Car and Driver magazine, former publisher of both Car and Driver and Road and Track. He's a noted author, and he's also been an entrepreneur starting a number of automotive publications, and he's always, as I say, one of my favorites. William Jeans, welcome back to the show.
Well,
I'm pleased to be here. Bob, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much, my friend. Before we talk about how the car magazine has certainly been changed by the Internet, I just wanted to get your take on the latest news, and that's to do with Roger Penske evidently backing out of the Saturn deal. This one catches me by surprise.
Well, let me tell you how much it caught me on surprise. On Tuesday at noon, I delivered a speech to the Mississippi Automotive Manufacturers Association in which I said what a great idea it was for Penske to be taking over Saturn and how I didn't think it was really a good idea for General Motors because they were going to create a competitive network of really good dealers to sell low-priced cars against Chevrolet. And then I get up the next morning and the whole thing is folded like a cheap suitcase.
That's today's automotive world. And another one that's kind of interesting that I was reading about today, and that's that, you know, Chrysler's kind of partnership a little bit with Daimler, of course, strained to say the least, but the 2011 Jeep Grand Cherokee is basically using the architecture of the Mercedes ML, and I guess there have been a number of lawsuits in recent months between these two companies about parts, and now they're saying that the future of this Jeep Grand Cherokee may be in jeopardy unless you know, the folks at Daimler cooperate and give the necessary parts over to Chrysler so they can build the thing.
Well, if you've created a new product based on a set of architecture from another company, or in this case, a closely related company, and if something goes wrong, it'll stop it dead in its tracks. It's difficult to understand, I think, for maybe the average citizen, what's under a car or an SUV in this case, it's not a set of things that were there and that you've just improved on. When you do an all-new model, there are massive changes, and it's very difficult to undo three years' work, let's say, assuming they were doing their work really efficiently. It's very difficult to undo 3 years' work and very quickly replace it with something else. In fact, it can't be done.
Yeah, this one's
going to be interesting. So I don't know. I don't know what is going to happen, but apparently it was serious enough that Chrysler has, in fact, filed suit against Daimler.
Yeah. And, of course, you know, it's the same thing can be said about, the platform of the Chrysler 300 and the Charger and the Challenger.
Oh, for sure. Any vehicles that's got, in the case of the Cherokee, I think one of the things at stake are transmissions and, torque converters and steering columns and things like that that just, just stops it in its tracks.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
And speaking of stopping it in its tracks, boy, you know, there's that old phrase that when the automotive industry catches a cold, the automotive media gets pneumonia, and that certainly has been the truth here in recent months. All of the automotive publications have been hurt by the lack of sales and the financial turmoil, especially in Detroit. I know for a fact my other job there with Motor Trend is host of their radio program that, you know, GM and Chrysler defaulted on millions of dollars worth of print ads.
Yeah, and it's just, first of all, it's unconscionable I think the automotive media should be treated like any other supplier, but in the case of GM, unfortunately, that's the way they treated all of their other suppliers as well. And they are very dead. Those are tough blows to sustain. Now, in the old days, if you had a sudden $20 million shortfall, you could live through it because the magazines were making a great deal of money, let's say, 20 years ago.
Yeah, I want to talk to you a lot more about this on the other side, William. We're up against a break, and we're going to talk about how the car magazine has changed, especially with the introduction of the Internet. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Oh, cute little convertible.
Yeah, it's a classic.
Red's my favorite color.
Oh, mine too.
I dream of riding in a car like this.
Okay, well, hop in.
Oh! I don't believe it.
What?
Don't you have Stabil when you store?
Don't you know
Stabil keeps gas from breaking down and gumming up your engine?
Yeah, I do. But...
don't you know it also protects against the damaging effects of ethanol?
Ethanol, well,
don't you know anything? Ooh! When you store and when you fill up, start with Stabil.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
This is the Duke of Springfield calling to insure my large collection of vintage cars.
Well, Your Highness, Haggerty can save you up to 40% on yearly premiums and give you the finest policy.
Ah, the royal treatment.
Actually, we do this for everyone, even regular guys with just one classic.
So, I don't need the fake accent?
You're not a real Duke?
Actually, Duke Kowalski of Springfield.
Uh-huh.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit us at Haggerty.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet spy products today. Because video never lies.
You've heard the Get the Tea commercials, and many people like our commercials, but I did notice something. What the heck is a toxin? So, here it is. A toxin is a poisonous substance that is capable of causing disease when introduced into the body. Formaldehyde, from seat cushions and particle board. How about carbon monoxide, furnace-burning propane, butane, disinfectants, perfume? Mouthwash? Glues? Air fresheners? Pesticides? Oh my gosh, even sugar is a toxin according to Dr. Lau. It's a very addictive drug. It's time to fight back. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can get your trusty cell phone out and call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. And put in your order today. Lose weight, feel good, and be free of all these toxins. GetTheTea.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
We're live across North America. Don't forget to check out our website. You can listen there, gcnlive.com. Also in this hour, we're on Cable Radio Network, Channel 6. My name is Bob Long, along with William Jeans, former editor-in-chief at Car and Driver, former publisher of both Car and Driver and Road and Track magazine. And we were talking just a moment ago before the break about the fact that a lot of the car companies have kind of left the auto magazines holding the bag for a lot of advertising dollars. And, William, you were making the point that if this had happened 20 years ago, there would be some buffer time. There would be a way for the car magazines to recover.
You wouldn't have liked it, but it would have been sustainable. And even today it's sustainable. I don't think any of them are going to go out of business because of the bad debts of the Detroit two bankruptcy cases. But it's very difficult, and because of the internet, the page rates that the magazines are able to charge advertisers have diminished greatly over the past 10 years, let's say.
Absolutely. Let's, go back in time and just stop and think, before the advent of all the free automotive content that's out there on many websites, as well as, all the major car magazines, Car and Driver, Road and Track, Automobile, Auto Week, Motor Trend, all have websites as well. I mean, to have a print ad in one of these premier automotive magazines used to be a real significant advertising investment.
Well, it absolutely was. I mean, I can't remember. And, of course, it varied from advertiser to advertiser with the size of the contract and the commitment to a number of pages. But I know at one time at Car and Driver, I can remember, and at the time we were neck and neck, I would say, with Motor Trend and slightly ahead in terms of circulation size. A one-time page rate in there was $68,000. To adjust that for inflation, it would be probably closer to $100,000. And now I would venture to say if they get 30, they're happy, happy little clams.
It is so true, and we're seeing it across the board.
What hurts one hurts all of them in the world of special interest publishing.
And then when you look at, I hate to say it, but I mean, I think there's a place for blogs. I think it's a wonderful avenue for the general public to communicate with credible journalists. I think there are
some not so credible.
Yeah, and honestly, I think there are a lot of folks out there who are not journalists. They don't have the schooling, they don't have the training, they don't have the experience, and now all of a sudden they're an automotive expert. And I just don't happen to think it's fair. But of course, life isn't fair.
The old story: who said life was fair? The bloggers. There are some who are pretty good in terms of writing ability and who can be entertaining to read. And depending on the area they choose to concentrate on, can sometimes be very knowledgeable and very useful. But when you go to a blogger for advice on what kind of a car to purchase, mostly what you're going to get is personal opinion. Personal opinion is worth something. If everybody out there says this car is a piece of junk, well, okay, but you can go to the magazines that spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on testing equipment and on testing itself and on driving a broad spectrum of cars, and you will get expert opinion. The thing that has killed but seriously damaged the car magazines on the internet are the sites such as Edmunds.com and Kelley Blue Book, KBB.com, and here's why. The reason we were able to charge so much money for pages in the old days was because we were the primary source of information for the person in the market for a new car.
Yep.
That's what the whole business is about. If you're not selling new cars, nothing happens, as we've recently seen. As time has gone on and more people have become computer literate, where we used to be, let's say, 80% of the pie chart for new car buyers, I would say print magazines are probably closer to 25%, if that.
Yeah, I know. It is so true.
Well,
And it's not only affected the magazines, but it's also affected the automotive journalists as well. I mean, there was a time if you were an experienced automotive journalist and you wanted to be a freelance writer for numerous publications, you were paid a reasonable amount per word or per article, but now that has been diluted tremendously as well, William.
Yeah, it has. And of course, in the hard world of the automotive magazine business, the first guys that get hit upside the head with a 2x4 are the editorial staffs, and which is by and large 10% of the total expense of getting a magazine out every month. It's not where they should look. If they spent that same effort trying to sell more advertising, I think they'd be better served. But what you say is absolutely correct. Where you wouldn't have gotten wealthy working as a freelancer unless you had outlets in multiple countries, let's say, because the competition among the magazines here preclude a freelancer writing for two magazines. At the top level of the automotive magazine world. But it has definitely hurt. A lot of them, I don't think, are even buying any freelance material. And if they are, they certainly can't, like I know we used to do, guarantee certain freelancers a number of stories each year or put them on a smaller retainer.
Mm-hmm.
I think all that's pretty well gone.
Absolutely. And when you look at, as you say, the editorial staffs as well, a lot of the staffs have been cut to the bone. And, I can draw a parallel to what has happened also in the newspaper world and in the broadcasting world. There are a lot of people in charge of some of these publications, and I'll even name my own Motor Trend magazine, Automobile Magazine, is now run by people who are non-journalists, they're non-publishing people, they're bean counters, and they don't understand the business. I mean, I'll tell you an inside story here that the owners of Motor Trend came to the editorial, one of the head editorial people, and said, "Why are you people using so much gas?" I mean, and the answer was, "Because we test cars."
that is a classic. I hadn't heard that before, but I intend to steal that from you and use it.
We'll be back with William Jeans after these messages. This is Auto World.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out, pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, CHEWS.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel. When used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat, you will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA. The Better Business Bureau is made in the USA and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Very much for joining us here. We're live all across North America. Don't be a stranger. Call in at 800-259-9231. If you'd like to talk to William Jeans, former editor-in-chief at Car and Driver, publisher of both Car and Driver and Road and Track magazine, author, esteemed automotive journalist, one of my favorite guests of all time, and we'll throw out a trivia question. We'll make it a rather difficult one. Car and Driver magazine wasn't always called Car and Driver. Before it was called Car and Driver, it was called something else, and it began with the word sports. So let's throw that one out there for them, William. 800-259-9231 or bob@autowarradio.com. Whoever can answer that question about the magazine that became Car and Driver, what are we going to give them? We're going to give them a prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. We're going to put them in the running for a really cool prize valued at about $100. So it is worth your time to give us a call at 800-259-9231. William, let's talk a little bit more about how the Internet has changed the automotive media. Where do you see it going? I mean, all the majors, you know, I consider the big ones, of course, the Car and Driver, Road and Track, Automobile, Motor Trend, and Auto Week in recent times seems to be doing something. They seem to be doing some good things. So, you know, those are the big players. I mean, they all have websites. Nobody's charging for these websites. Do you think we're ever going to see a day when there'll be a fee, or are Americans now accustomed to getting all this information for free and they're going to expect it from forever?
Well, if I knew the answer to that, and or how to change it, I could make us both billionaires within
a
year.
Keep thinking.
But what you know, in the bigger picture, if you look at the general world of information and what's happening to the daily newspapers, and the problem is they just can't keep up. It's pretty simple to understand with the newspapers. Everybody, I mean, I see items in my local paper, and I'll say, God, that was weeks ago. Well, it wasn't weeks ago, but it would have been, you know, as long as 36 hours ago.
Yeah.
And in today's world, that's just it's not acceptable.
Yeah.
In the case of the car magazines and their websites, in most cases that I've heard about, and I should say to the listeners out there, I am no longer involved in any of the magazines. The websites don't have much to do with the printed staff, and vice versa. One of the things that has to happen is you have to integrate that, and at least you can get some economies of scale by not needing, as you know, two staffs, or you know, a government and a shadow government, so to speak. And the two need to work together. The idea of, as we did when I was a car and driver, we would do 200 road tests a year, and not in the magazine terminology. A full road test was several pages, but we would cover and we would test that many cars or more each year, and put the results in the magazine. You can do the same thing, of course, on the website. But again, if everybody is going to the web, the internet for their information, you have to ask yourself, why are you still putting it in print?
Yep.
So my own feeling would be to, you know, are you familiar with a magazine called Rodder's Journal?
I sure am. Yeah,
it's a hot rod magazine. Yep. Very nicely produced, you know, good paper, fine photography, all of that. Interesting pieces, but to a narrow audience. And I think magazines like Motor Trend and Car and Driver are going to have to refocus the print editions on enthusiasts. Forget about the new car buyer for all intents and purposes. And I remember when David E. Davis Jr. started Automobile Magazine, they had because I worked with them, had a motto that said, no boring cars.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that lasted until the first Hyundai advertising schedule so there they were. It was a trap. You had to cover the entire market if you were going to be a player. And today, that's not really true. You can do that on your website. And in the case of Car and Driver, go back to one of the things that made its bones, which was really good features and humor and things like that, and comment on that and on the type of cars that people who enjoy, you know, that spirit of automotive enthusiasm would like. I think that's a way it may, you know, it might work. You know, would it work? I can't say.
That's a really good point, William. I mean, it shocks me that, you know, it used to be that the feature articles in the print magazine would lag behind their posting online. You'd have to buy the print first, and then eventually it would be online, maybe a week later or days later, but it would originate in the print edition. But now I can tell you, on the Motor Trend side of the fence, all the stories go online first before they're even in the magazine. And to me, I don't understand it.
I think that's acknowledging reality. Yep. If you don't do it, somebody else is going to.
Yeah.
And particularly in the case of breaking news, now there you do it. You've got 100 bloggers out there and some very straight-ahead professional websites like Edmunds and Kelley Blue Book that I mentioned a minute ago that are on top of the whole thing. You know, I told someone the other day, they said, how many auto shows have you gone to? And I said, well, almost none in recent years. I said, I can sit in my very pleasant office and look at my big screen computer and learn everything that's happened within 35 or 40 seconds of the press conferences.
Yep, not to mention
the ones that are streamed. Why should I get on a train and go to Chicago?
Yep, absolutely true. And it just seems like, just so many things have changed in a relatively short span of time here with the car magazines in particular, with the web, kind of domination and the videos, the amount of money that's spent on videos, and they're having a hard time monetizing it. I can tell you that. I mean, a lot of the car magazines, Car Driver does a great job, Motor Trend does a great job. They have these video crews. They go out and shoot them. Motor Trend has got a video channel on YouTube, but it's hard to justify the expense, And
well, and a lot of good, thoughtful writers who have done some awfully good work find themselves being turned into average TV commentators. And I got reminded of the little monkey toy that's plays the drums and the cymbals and everything all at once. And it's very difficult to be a first-class professional in multiple fields. Now, we may be getting to a point where you say, well, hell, okay, it's difficult, but you're going to have to do it. Well, and people are capable of amazing accomplishments, as we all know. But it's I can remember from the old days at Car and Driver, we were very much opposed to the concept of the photojournalist.
Yeah.
We said we want a first-class writer and we want a first-class photographer to go and do this piece. Were we right? Well, it worked for us. Are there permutations of the photojournalist that work just fine? Of course there are. There are the writer-photographers. There are good ones. But you see the greater point, I think.
Oh, definitely. More with William Jeans when we come back on the other side. Again, we got the question out there about the origins of Car Driver. It started out as another magazine. It was called Sports Car What? This is Auto World.
Is your budget being blown away by high gas prices? The revolutionary Tornado Air device harnesses the power of the wind so that your vehicle will go further on a tank of gas. Tornado creates a swirling effect in the engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of air and fuel so that you'll have more power and more mileage. Tornado fits most cars, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and is easy to install. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks, and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado today.
For quality automotive accessories, count on California Car Cover Company. California Car Cover Company offers the world's largest selection of quality car covers for any vehicle built since 1900. With unique one-of-a-kind gift ideas, detailing products, truck and SUV performance products, clothing, and memorabilia, California Car Cover Company has it all. Call today, 1-800-423-5525 for a free catalog or visit calcarcover.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the Wild Food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is handpicked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's defense capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3-month supply of defense capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL-4-GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4, GOOD. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at healforgood.com. That's healforgood.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man. How you drive that Cadillac there? I'm telling you.
Welcome back, everybody. Speaking of Jay Leno, have you seen his new show? Do you like it? Do you like that car racing segment? My wife doesn't like it, I can tell you that. Do you like it? 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We're chatting with William Jeans from Car and Driver, where he was the editor-in-chief and also publisher, and Road and Track, where he was the publisher, noted author, author of a wonderful book called Branding Iron, and has worked with many other automotive publications. We're talking about the automotive media, in particular how the Internet has affected car magazines. And, William, another thing that just bothers me about magazines in general these days is, you know, you go into a store and you pick up Time and it's like paper thin. And to me, you know, it's such a staple of Americana. And also the fact that so many younger people just don't read magazines. I can tell you, I was on a Motor Trend event where we were testing a lot of high-performance cars, and I was driving briefly that Nissan supercar, the GTR, and I had this young man just chasing me, and finally got back into the hotel parking lot, and he said, "Can I take pictures?" And I said, "Sure." And he said, "Are you with a car club?" And I said, "No, I'm the radio host for Motor Trend." And this guy was like 17, 18 years old, and I could tell he had never heard of it. And to me, it was like, whoa, scary.
But, yeah, with either Motor Trend, Car and Driver, or Road and Track, you would think people would, if the guy had even a vague interest in cars, you would think he would have heard of them. But that honestly does not surprise me.
Yeah, they
did not grow up reading magazines.
I know, and hence they don't have, you know, the heroes like I have, yourself and David E. and Gene Jennings and, you know, all the other great writers that I grew up reading and wanting to be like. And it's a shame because, I don't know, there's nothing like, the Internet is great, but to me there's nothing like having something in your hand, a real magazine.
Well, I have always felt that way. But again, I grew up in a newspaper and a magazine culture. And so it's very natural to me. And I know, 4 years ago, I had the chance to teach at Northwestern for a quarter. And I had a class of about 17 youngsters, and they were there to learn about magazine writing or nonfiction writing, and so they had an interest in the field, but their day-to-day activities were conducted on the internet.
Yeah. So it's going to be interesting to see where this goes. And again, you know, any business, whether it's radio, whether it's television, whether it's online, whether it's traditional print, you always have this delicate balance between editorial and advertising. And being a gentleman who has been both an editor-in-chief and a publisher, you more than anyone else can perhaps, you know, describe that delicate balance that has to be maintained and achieved.
If you want to maintain that balance, you can. If you want to sell out to the advertising interest and under what we used to call the old buy an ad, get an article system that a lot of smaller magazines did, you can do that. But if you tell the truth accurately, if you don't make jokes about people's products in those instances where you don't like them, where you find them inferior to the products of other companies, you remember, in the car business, there are about 40 car companies. So when you stop and think about it, if you favor one at the expense of the other 39, there is the road to hell if you'll ever experience it. So what you try to do is remain fair and even-handed, and it can work. And I made it work, and I think there are probably people even in the harsh climate today who make it work.
Do you envision a time, like you say, where the car and drivers, the Motor Trends of the world, do go back to the core automotive enthusiast and leave, like you said earlier, the car buying stuff to the Edmunds.com, the KBB.com? Is that going to be the way that this is going to work, William?
If I were running one of them, I think that's what I would try. I know that's what I would try. And it's interesting what you just said, leave it to the Edmunds and the KBBs. Because what they do, I mean, Edmunds has got platoons of people working out there. This is not four guys in a room in Los Angeles somewhere. This is a major league company
and a privately owned company too.
Yeah, and unless and until you're going to step up to the plate and either cut a deal with one of these guys to do the kind of information, see, the things that we could never offer, the invoice price, the applicable, immediately applicable manufacturer rebates, all of that kind of thing. It takes a great many people to keep an accurate site that can deliver that information. So it's going to be very difficult. So if you have, as a car magazine, if you have a functioning news part, and if you have links to these others on the web, that might do it for you and turn the magazine into something quality that you can sell ads against. Mm-hmm. And have it go to a narrow, very qualified and focused audience. I think it's possible. Now, you're not going to make the kind of money that at Car and Driver, we used to have revenue of $100 million.
Yep.
You're not going to have revenue of $100 million in the old story. Just get over it because it's gone and it ain't coming back.
Yep, and the same thing happened with the Peterson Publishing Empire, too.
Exactly. No, what happened to one happened to all of them. Yeah,
yep.
It's not a – yeah, no.
And now you've got new owners in place on many of these entities, and they bought it at a high price, and they thought it was going to be a cash cow, but it isn't. You're right. I agree with you wholeheartedly. But it's going to be a very interesting thing to watch unfold over the next few years. I'm not a big fan of this Twitter business either. I mean, a lot of people are into that, but I don't know. It seems to me you have to have a credible source for your information. I've been to some press conferences in, let's say, at the New York Auto Show, and people are twittering away, but unless, in my opinion, it's going to a quality website like a MotorTrend.com or a CarAndDriver.com, you know, who's going to find Joe Blow's Twitter, and what difference does it make?
Well, there are times when I fall back on my love for the English language and just say I refuse to take seriously anything named Twitter.
I love that, William. I'm going to use that, so I'm going to steal that one from you.
Okay, fair enough.
So what are you up to these days, my friend? Doing a little bit of writing here and there?
Well, I am newly signed on as an editor-at-large for America Online.
Wonderful.
Speaking of the web.
Working with my buddy Riley O'Brien.
Working with Riley Brennan, who just took a short leave to get married, by the way.
Very good.
And I enjoyed it. I think I've done about three pieces so far, and they let me write about things I'm interested in, and I don't have to go to 36-hour product introduction. So I'm enjoying.
Very good. Well, give my best to Riley, and we always enjoy having you here on Auto World, so we're going to get you back with us real soon. And Branding Iron, I know you said that there's still some copies out there. You definitely look on eBay. Is that still the best place?
I think probably so.
Yeah, I tell you, that is a wonderful book, and so many of the predictions that you made.
We're talking about reissuing it, but I don't know if we're going to, because it'll have to be updated, of course, to take into consideration things that have happened.
But you and Charlie Hughes did a wonderful job with that book, and it's just testimony.
We were right on a bunch of things.
You certainly were. Now, what's going to be the next surprise? Penske pulled a surprise on both of us. What's going to be the next one, William?
Goodness knows. Maybe my hair will grow back.
Very good. William, thank you so much for your time here tonight.
Always a pleasure, Bob.
All right. We'll get you back with us real soon. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. If you can hang with us, if you're leaving us, number one, we'll see you next time around. If you can hang with us into hour number three on many of these Auto World affiliate stations like KXEL in Iowa, we're going to have Mark Evans. He's our repair guy. He's getting his tools ready as we speak. But for now, I will say adieu. I'm Bob Long.
Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm pleased to announce a completely new and exciting way to listen to your favorite GCN Live program on your telephone. Simply by calling 712-338-7200, you'll be hearing your favorite GCN Live programs in seconds. Tune into all of our channels. I have made sure that everyone who wants to hear GCN Live will have the opportunity to do so. Call to listen at 712-338-7200. That's 712-338-7200. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.